Getting ahead on Turkey Day preparation. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. It is never too early to start planning that Thanksgiving Day meal. USDA's Rod Bain talks with an expert to provide some preparation and food safety tips.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And Kathy Bernard of USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline says,
think about, are you going to be the one cooking the turkey? How many guests are you going to have? How big of a turkey will you need? Don't let that go to the last minute.
For starters, if you are cooking the turkey, are you using a fresh or a frozen bird? Bernard says if you are picking up a fresh bird,
purchase that 1 to 2 days before Thanksgiving, so you can just stick it right in the refrigerator and then pull it out that morning.
And she adds that while you can buy a frozen bird at any time to stick in the freezer, the trick is knowing when to start the thawing out process.
It takes about 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of the weight of the bird to thaw it in the refrigerator.
Now, you can also thaw a bird out using other means. Bernard acknowledges thawing a turkey out in a sink or pot full of cold water will speed up the thawing process.
Place the wrapped bird and submerge it in cold water, changing the water every half an hour. And it'll take about 30 minutes per pound of bird for that method.
Now, some will add stuffing to the bird. While Bernard strongly suggests not cooking stuffing this way for food safety reasons, for those who do, there are a couple things to know to help make the stuffing safe.
It has to do with mixing your stuffing right before you put it into the bird. The oven should be set no lower than 325, and you'll have your thermometer in your bird, so it'll need to register 165 degrees Fahrenheit in the thickest part of the thigh, in the breast, the wing joint, and the stuffing must also reach 165 degrees.
And Bernard adds that you should never buy a pre-stuffed turkey.
It's not been done under USDA inspection, and we're just not sure of the sanitation that has been done.
I'm Rod Bain reporting from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
So plan ahead this Thanksgiving and have a safe and blessed day. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.